Hi there, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is a show about the Akashic Records, where your questions can get answered, and where you can email me questions about your life and situations, and we will tell you what the record keepers, the Akashic record keepers, tell us. So what happens is, I open the Akashic records through a specific sacred prayer, and information comes forward, and I'm conscious while I'm doing this. What's important for you to know is that the record keepers will truly never tell you what to do. They are an empowering body of light that help guide you to your own answers. And so many times people want to be told, should I do this or should I do that? And the reality is that you truly have all the answers within you. It's about helping you elicit those answers and you get the feeling and the alignment of what it is you need to know. You also have to remember that the most important information is the information that aligns with your heart. Never in any kind of consultation with anyone, be it myself, a psychic, because I don't consider myself a psychic, or a therapist, or whatever, anytime you are told information or given information that you don't feel aligns with your center, you need to also either let that person know or realize that it is truly not for something that you want to follow. You do not have to listen to anyone but you. And that's the most empowering thing we can talk to you about. The other thing we want to share with you is that information coming from the divine and information coming from the masters, teachers, and loved ones that I work through, which are in direct connection with the divine, have your information and are looking to help you move to your highest level. And many times, what that means is you truly discerning what you truly want. And the more specific your questions, the better the answers. And so tonight, we're going to be talking to, we're going to take a couple of calls. We're going to talk about life in general. I just want to say hello to all the Pittsburgh people. Just got back from being in Pittsburgh, and we did a great class on prosperity marketing through the Akashic Records. And that's just another example of what you can do with the Akashic Records. You can actually use the energy of the records in every area of your life. Some people use the Akashic Records when they write. They open up their Akashic Records, and they ask the record keepers to show them what would be important for them to write about, or they have, most of the time, they have a specific information or a specific subject, and so they ask, please give me insight into the subject of, and again, remember, specific questions. And the record keepers will come forward with information. Also, if you are working on a issue in your life, in your heart, that you want more guidance on, the record keepers can give you more insight based on your soul's intention of experience. So that's what we do. We have some call-in numbers. Willing to take a few questions tonight. And please understand, though, that one of the things that's important about this work is your personal questions, deeply personal questions, are best handled offline, not for the world to hear. So be aware that when you ask a question, you will get an answer, and we want to be able to support you. And it'll also come forward if, in fact, the information will be too highly personal for you, and then I would answer you offline. Okay, so what you want to do is call 877-876-5227, or if you're in Canada, you can call 888-815-9756. So what are your curiosities about how life works? I was telling you about the prosperity marketing class that we did in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was sponsored by Journeys of Life, by the way, bookstore. And we want to say thank you to Gene Haller of Journeys of Life Bookstore in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the Shadyside area. And we want to say thank you to Jane Critchfield and her husband, Jerry Sales, for hosting this wonderful class, and to all the people who attended. So we want to give a big shout-out to you folks and say thank you, and it was great to be there, and it was great to share all the wisdom. One of the interesting things about working, you know, in a workshop. Now, let me just clarify one thing. We have workshops with the Akashic Records where you learn how to access your own personal Akashic Records, and then we work teaching you how to access and use that energy in every area of your life. One of the things that's important about that is that an experiential class, and you get to learn all the different ways that using the Akashic Records can benefit you. The class that I just did in fact, that class is coming up in December here in Cleveland, by the way. If you're looking to, or you're interested in learning how to open up your own personal Akashic Records, we're going to be doing that class on the 20th of December, 20th and 21st of December. So it'll be a great Christmas present or Hanukkah present for yourself here in Cleveland. But what we did this past weekend in Pittsburgh was a workshop that has come forward from the Akashic Records for people that don't have a background in knowing how to open their own records, as well as if somebody does, they can certainly attend. The name of the workshop was Prosperity Marketing Through the Akashic Records. And so what the participants learned was how to move into their own internal landscape and discover the various issues, various beliefs, etc., that were preventing them, blocking them, or, yeah, I guess that would be the best way to explain it, from receiving the wealth that they so deeply and absolutely deserve. You know, we all deserve to be totally and completely comfortable and prosperous. And at the same time, there is no magic pill. And what that means is that the wonderful work of The Secret and the wonderful work of Esther Hicks with the Abraham material gives great insight as to certain things that we can do to shift our energy to be ready to receive. And what this workshop does is it takes the work of The Secret, the work of the Law of Attraction, and all the other types of tools and really hones it down and brings it very personally into the life of the individual who's taking the workshop. So they are able to really pinpoint what's going on with them so that they can move into a place of neutrality, clear those blocks, and create a vision of what they want to create and have the tools to move forward on that path. And so it's an intense 2 days of sharing and introspection and experiences. And so we had a great 2 days, much wisdom was shared. And what's wonderful about this workshop, as well as all the other Akashic Record workshops, but especially this one, is each class is different based on the energy of the group. And so the questions are maybe similar, but the pieces of wisdom always are different, because the insights of the group are different, because obviously everybody has different histories and different experiences. But what's so fascinating is, and I've been teaching this class now for about 6 months, what's very interesting, so it is relatively new, and it was brought forward from the records. So the record keepers, the master teachers and loved ones have designed this prosperity marketing workshop. So they, so what's interesting about this is that typically, what I'm seeing is that there is usually a theme with each class. And the theme that comes forward is based on the experiences of those people who are in attendance. And it can range anywhere from self-worth to trust to, those are the big ones. As you probably know, one of the things we also realized with this prosperity marketing workshop and prosperity in general is that when you feel totally in alignment with yourself, when your self-worth is absolutely where that you feel totally confident in yourself, prosperity is not an issue. So self-love and prosperity go hand in hand. That's for the people who are struggling with prosperity in this life. There are some people who don't struggle but have other issues. But the ones who chose to struggle with their life have to do with the self-esteem issues. So what I'd like to do is talk to you folks, answer your questions. And we had a question that was emailed to me today. I'm going to try and pull that up on my computer. I've been having, I really believe that there's something going on in the ethers, because energetically, things have been real strange this week. I don't know about you folks, but there has been, for me, this week has been busy, and I also feel totally energy drained. And so when that happens, I know that there's something happening, not on this plane of consciousness, but in the ethers that I need to be paying attention to. So there's been a lot of tiredness, and my mechanical stuff has just not been working. So I lose calls, and I haven't gotten up. I'm having computer issues. So we're having a good time this week. So we do have a question tonight. There's a question from Joanne in Canada, and if I can get it up, we'll be all set. What Joanne is asking is, she and her husband have the prospect of moving into business with another couple. And what she wants to know is what the record keepers have to say about them moving into this business. Now, as I said before, the record keepers will never tell you what to do. But what they will do is give you the information you need in order to make the appropriate decision. So what I would say to you, Joanne, and to Claude, that Claude is Joanne's husband, the question is that they are trying to make a sound decision regarding joining and partnering with another couple in business. Once again, what I'd like to share with you, and this is important for all of you, if in fact you feel, and everything is based on feeling, your manifestation is based on feeling, as well as all of your decision making. You have to start aligning your body about what feels good, what feels right. Notice that when you're making any decision, if there's any tension in your body, notice that and go move into that space and ask that part of your body what it has to tell you. There are other times when you're wanting to make a decision that you feel totally blank in your mind, and you can't get a line on how you feel. It's at that point that no decision should be made. If you can't feel 100% okay, and I mean totally aligned with the decision, then you need to wait until you do feel aligned. So somehow you have to delay the decision to go forward. And if you cannot feel totally and completely aligned by feeling good about what is going to transpire, then that's the time to walk away or say no. So what I would tell you is that the record keepers are asking you to imagine what it would be like to work in this environment. And they're asking you to imagine what it would be like to work with these folks on a daily basis. They're also asking you to become very much aware of the agreement that you're going to make, and make sure through legal channels that any agreement you have is not only equitable, but also gives you the ability to move from the agreement if, in fact, all conditions are not met. And the same goes for these other people, too. I mean, you want to make, it's got to be a win-win situation. You have to be able to have a contract or an agreement that says, I'm going to stay in this partnership as long as these things are met. And you have to be very clear about what your expectations are, what you want from this business, as well as what are your duties, what are your husband's duties, what are the other people's duties. Be very clear about what the expectations are. Make sure that you're both, all four of you, are on the same page and you're all talking about the same color blue. It is absolutely essential that you meet together and map out your plan for not only your business now and responsibilities now, but have a very clear picture about how you want to grow the business so that you don't have your impression about how you see it growing, and they have their impression about how they see it growing. And the words that you use is, when we grow the business, and you talk about growing the business, but you never get specific about what you see or how you define grow the business. So make sure that all of your decisions or all your definitions are laid out so that each one knows how the other feels. The other piece of when you're moving into business, it's very absolutely essential that you get very clear and comfortable with speaking your truth about what makes you feel good and what makes you feel uncomfortable. When you're working with a partnership, you cannot start out keeping your mouth shut to keep the peace, because that is a recipe for disaster. So it's really about agreeing from the very beginning that you will always tell each other the truth, you will always share how you feel, and that although compromise is important, you still have to be able to allow your feelings to be heard and acknowledged. What's also important is you have to look at your own personal history. What that means by looking at your personal history is it's very important, Joanne, that you and this is for anyone who's listening that's going into business, by the way. The Record Keepers do wonderful business coaching, and as well as for entrepreneurs. And so if you're curious about that, I could certainly talk to you offline about how that is in effect. We do sessions of 5 sessions and 10 sessions and analysis, etc., through the records for businesses. But what's important is it's really important that you do an honest assessment of where you are the weakest in your relationship with yourself and in your relationship with others. What pattern do you see show up that creates a strain on any relationship, whether it's with your husband or your family or your friends? Make sure that you are honest about that, because when you enter into a partnership in business, what happens is all the typical nuances or challenges show up and they get magnified. And so if in fact there's a pattern that is destructive for yourself or others or your husband or whatever, if you've noticed a pattern that it has a tendency to sabotage, you must be very aware of it and really keep it in check, because this is what could destroy a partnership. So it's really about being aware and about being honest and staying in your integrity about how you do business and what you are willing to do for the business and what you're not willing to do. So if, in fact, you personally, and this is just an example, if you personally feel more comfortable working with clients or working with people or doing promotion, you sure don't want to be in the back room, you know, cutting up tile. So the idea here is, it's not that you are above doing that. It's the idea of coming together and really getting clear about what the strengths are in this partnership and allowing those strengths to be magnified and supported so that all people are doing what they truly love and not doing what they think that they have to do to support somebody else. Now, I'm going to make that statement again. No one should be working in a relationship and working in a situation where they feel they're carrying the load and doing things to sacrifice themselves for their relationship or for a business or for even a romantic relationship. As soon as you start feeling burdened or you feel like you're sacrificing yourself, then you are now have a perfect recipe for resentment and a perfect recipe for passive-aggressive behavior. And it's absolutely essential that you really get clear about only doing that which you are willing to do and what you're wanting to do. Anytime you feel pressured or obligated to do something that doesn't feel good, that's the point that you have to be able to share your feelings. Now, does that mean that sometimes we have to do things we don't like to do in life? Absolutely, that means it. Of course we do. Of course, we're adults, you know. Nobody likes to take the garbage out, but it has to be done. The piece is that if, in fact, you have to take the garbage out and you're in a situation, you can actually share that duty by sharing with your partner or partners that is not your favorite thing to do. You're happy to do it now, but you want to make sure that that's not something you always have to do, because that would put a damper on your creativity. So it's being clear about those kinds of issues and that kind of communication that's going to be absolutely key for a successful business. It's also going to be important that you, all four of you, have a very clear picture about how you want to treat customers, what your customer service aspect is for your store, and it's also going to be very important that you get clear about who's going to pay the bills, who's investing what money, is there a return on the money, and all these things have to be ironed out, and I'm sure that you've already done a good amount of this, but what's being said here is that this is your due diligence. For anyone going into business with someone else, your due diligence is to make sure that you are very clear about what role you want to play in the business and what you are willing to do and what you're not willing to do. And so for that reason, it's really about you writing down what you want, being clear about what you want, so that you are then able to move into an honest, equal, and prosperous relationship. So I think it's important that you take what was being said. If you have any questions, you can certainly call me. You are in Canada, and you can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. And if anyone is in the U.S. and has questions, 877-876-5227. Okay? All right. What I want to also share with you is... Now, someone just emailed me a question or a comment, and I love it when you do that, Virginia, but it's long, so it's hard to read while I'm on the air. Oh, this is interesting. What she's talking about is that the difference between people, and I'm just going to paraphrase it without being specific. One of the things that she's saying is, this is the last comment, uh, Okay, I want to read this. It's actually very interesting. What she was saying is that I had a guest on it some time ago who spoke about our being the hope of creation to learn to live in peace, but that we had failed twice, and that the various people who channel information do not necessarily deliver the same advice. She's absolutely right. Although the beings are more advanced technologically, she remembers that the woman was saying that their spiritual lives are somewhat separate from their everyday lives, and that the wars are raging everywhere. If they are so spiritually advanced, they would not be at war, and that's absolutely correct as well. What she would like to ask the record keepers is how the record keepers feel other beings' advice can be biased, and her gut tells her that the information we receive from all sources must be viewed with discernment. And Virginia, you got it right. And that's what I was saying before, that anytime you receive any information, you have to check out if it feels like truth to you. It's an excellent comment, because when we're talking about information, and we're talking about higher light beings, and we're talking about information that's coming through other people, when you're speaking about wars and etc., we need to understand that as a species, that we are on this planet for the experience of understanding our own boundaries. Now, we don't really know, and this is true. Now, you want to think about this. No one truly knows what is going on on other planets, in other dimensions of consciousness. The only way we can know is what feels accurate for our own beingness. And then we have to compare that information with what we know to be truth in this lifetime. See, we as humans can only process information based on what our human wiring allows. I want you to just realize that, so that there are many opinions out there about how things work. And to say that any are right or any are wrong would be inappropriate, because they serve a need of the belief systems of other beings that have come in to share that experience. So what I want to say is that the person that was on, who was talking about wars raging everywhere and that in higher realms, etc., that's the belief system she came in to experience. That may not be my opinion or the way I believe things work, and it may be not be the way you think things work. But for whatever it is for her, it's accurate. And for the people who follow her, it's accurate. That's why we have to be very discerning about what feels like truth to us. And that's really what we've been talking about all night tonight. I hope that answers your question, because it was hard for me to paraphrase it. I think it was a great comment. And one of these days I'd love to have you call in, Virginia, because I think you have a lot of information to share here. So, and I'd love to hear comments on that. If anybody would like to give a call, that's great. We're halfway through the show almost. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756, or if you would like to dial direct, it's 530-876-3222, and our area code is 01. So I think we have to be able to, when we read books, and I'm sure this has happened to you, you're in the midst of reading a book, an opinion on that somebody's writing, could be a channeling, it could be anything, and you're reading the information, and it doesn't feel like truth to you. You say, geez, that doesn't feel right. Or possibly you're reading something and you're saying, I know this. This feels and sounds so familiar to me. So you have both ends of the spectrum. When it feels familiar and it feels like truth to you, move forward with it. If it doesn't feel like truth and you don't agree with it, stop reading the book or just read what you want. And it's the old adage of take what you need and leave the rest behind. Because this planet holds so many different wonderful dimensions, so many different ways of looking at things that we can learn from, that sometimes we can learn from the opinions of others that we don't agree with, specifically to actually expand our own mind and create questions in our mind that will actually expand our viewpoint. And so working with yourself and getting to know you is probably the most important journey you'll ever take. And I don't want you to think that I'm talking about being selfish. I'm talking to you about being self-aware. Because when we are self-aware, our boundaries are in place, and we know who we are. We are moving towards a space of self-love and appreciation. We understand who we want to be around. We are willing to assess and analyze who we may not want to be around. And we gravitate to those people, those souls, those entities within our life or our community that we feel in alignment with and we feel good being around. Now, I want you to notice that what was not said here by the record keepers is that other people make you feel good. Because other people can't and really should not make you feel good. Because you never want to give your power away to allow someone else either make you feel good or make you feel bad. No one should have the power to quote-unquote make you angry. Because when you use words like that, it really has the connotation that you are powerless and you're continuing the aspect of feeling or operating under a helpless, uncontrollable place. So what you want to do is notice that when you're around certain people, it does feel good, but they don't make you feel good. The same way if someone reacts in a negative way, you can choose your reaction to that person. You can actually say, this doesn't feel good, therefore I don't want to be around it. But it's not that the other person is making you feel good. You're observing that you don't feel good in the company or in that situation. And you have then the choice to shift your feeling or to move away from where you're at. Remember the things that the record keepers tell you. If it doesn't feel loving, it isn't. Very important. Doesn't feel loving, it isn't. And that no one can control your being by their lack of loving. That's very important for you to know. No one can control your being by their lack of loving. So I want you just to think about that. I'd like to also share with you just for a moment in a couple of weeks, we're going to be doing another one of those prosperity marketing workshops here in Cleveland. That's going to be on November 22nd and 23rd here in Cleveland. It's 10 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. You can still register. If you would like to register, please give me a call. It is not on my website, but you can certainly call to register, and you can call me at 216-691-1233. You can also call to register for the Level 1 class, And if you would like to register for both, there will be a significant discount, but you've got to call me, mention the radio station, BBS Radio, and mention that you heard it on BBS, and you can receive a great discount. Hi there. Who's the caller?
Hi, Donna. This is JoJo. I called in last week.
Oh, yeah, JoJo. Hey, you know, I apologize. I just got your email, and I just was having some real email challenges.
Oh, well, and tonight, too, all the phone lines have been down until now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so.
Well, I told you, something's going on.
Oh, yeah. And my first question for you was, do you give your rates for private sessions on air?
Did you just hear what he just said to me, JoJo?
No.
Oh, what Don was saying is that the lines, he was verifying for me that the lines were down for the first half hour. No wonder we had no one calling in, because I thought this was a pretty interesting comment, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, how can we help you tonight? What's up?
Oh, I was saying, do you give your rates for private sessions over the air like this?
No, but I will. If you call me back offline,
okay.
I will call you back. So call me and leave me your telephone number, and I'll call you back tomorrow.
Okay.
If you're in California, I'm in Cleveland, and,
yeah.
And the phone, my office phone, is not working.
Okay.
So and you don't want to give me your phone number over the phone. So that's what I'm saying is. Or if you did you email me your phone number? I just remembered I got it and I didn't really read it really quickly.
Yeah, I didn't email you my phone number. It's just that phone. But I'll call your phone.
Okay, that's great. And just leave a message and I'll call you back tomorrow. Give me a best time for you to call.
Okay.
Yeah. But but it's reasonable. It's something that somebody can afford and we do lots of different things with, you know, the personal sessions, whether it's creating a business or just. You know, what I'll do is email you information about how to prepare for the consultation and, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Okay.
How's your life going? How's the Moldavite going?
Moldavite's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm finding out a lot more information about it.
Good, good.
I seem to be onto something here, so.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
And
as far as, you know, you giving information tonight, is it something where I have to ask a specific question, or can you just look in the records and see, like, what's going on in my timeline, so to speak?
The technology that I use works is it has to do with you. Your questions get us to the right area of the records for you.
Okay.
So the more specific the questions, the better the answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, can I ask one?
Sure, please.
I guess the thing that's on my mind most is in terms of a romantic intimate relationship.
Uh-huh.
Is that even a priority in my life right now? It just seems like I've had two that, you know, came into my life and then went away.
Uh-huh.
And every time they go away, it's like my growth is exponential. And then I'm sitting here going, am I meant to just be alone? So is there something that I'm missing?
What I'm getting right now is the idea is that what you're experiencing is an actual movement and discernment about what you don't want.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, because what's happening with the relationship is that if you were to be able to put those past lovers together, if you will, you would make the perfect person.
Yeah.
But what happens is it's really more about, I mean, I'm talking about the parts that you like, okay?
Yeah.
So what's important is that you start discerning and elevating your own personal relationship with self based on how you want your life to look and feel. So the idea here is you have to create the life that you want, and the person that comes into your life needs to magnify it, not create that feeling.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Because when you depend on someone else to make you feel good, then they have too much power over you. Do you understand that?
Yeah, because I heard the earlier part of the show.
I'm sorry?
I heard the earlier part of the show where you're talking about just the very same thing.
Yes.
And you repeated it, actually.
I'm sorry?
And you repeated it, actually.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the theme here. And so the idea here is you, and that's what's happening with you. It's about you are discerning what feels good and what doesn't feel good. And so what I'm also hearing is that you need to be very aware that and as you begin a relationship or you are begin to be attracted to someone, that you get clear that you're seeing that person without rose-colored glasses. And understand that just because you love them doesn't mean that's going to change them.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you identify with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is if you start out in a relationship and you're moving into a relationship and you're noticing things that you may not really be in alignment with, and you start thinking, if only they would be this way. If only they would be that way. Or, you know, if they just need me to be so-and-so, as long as I can be this way, they'll learn to trust me and they'll be okay. The reality is, if you start out with someone who has trust issues, the trust issues have nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
The trust issues have to do with themselves.
Yeah.
And so it's really important that as much as you want to be the knight in shining armor, that you will always feel disconnected and put upon eventually. Because you can only rescue people so much, JoJo.
Yeah, and that's a pattern I've looked at. Like, why does that happen? But I guess the hardest thing is the last time around, it's like everything seemed okay at first, and then I got surprised.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the facade came away, and I was just in shock. Like, do I just walk away? Or, you know, I mean, I guess that's the hardest thing, right? Once your emotions are invested
Sure. And
you notice things aren't going to jive, then in your mind you're like, well, I'll just walk away. And then the rest of you, at least for me, the rest of me is like, are you kidding? It's like, I got to see this through. Obviously, this was brought into my life. You know, pick any reason why to stay and hope things will work out. But I guess there's a part of me, too, that because of what I can see on deeper levels, I just get, that allows me to get kind of sucked in, that healer part. So,
well, the other thing is that, and I hear this a lot, it's like, well, I felt like it was my duty or my responsibility because they came into my life to help them learn or to help them heal. And the reality is that may in fact be a part true, but if in fact you give it your best effort and you don't get a response, you don't need to do three times and you're out.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if a person doesn't want to accept help, if they don't want to shift their consciousness, then there's no amount that you can do that's going to change them. All you can do is change you and be strong for you.
Yeah.
And so that's what you know, regarding a romantic relationship, what's really, there's something about what you're doing now is that you're kind of like, I'm hearing it like you're like the marathon man. You're really, there's something that you're working on that is really going to be catapulting you into a whole different arena of light.
Okay.
And so that's where the focus is, because this is about you shoring up and expanding your light so that when you begin attracting that perfect person, it will be effortless.
That makes sense.
And but you're not shoring up yourself to attract that perfect person. It has to do with other work you're doing. But because of the way you are rebuilding your inner being, not rebuilding, not even rebuilding your inner being, it's really more about, it's rebuilding your awareness of your inner being. That part or that light that you will carry will automatically bring the perfect person to you, because the perfect person would not be, that will come to you, Jojo, won't be, anyone else won't be able to handle the light.
So I won't, anyone else wouldn't be able to handle their light? Or
your light.
Anyone else wouldn't be able to handle my light?
Correct.
Vice versa?
Yes. It was like you're, it will be easy.
Okay.
Your, the internal work you're doing now to build up and expand your awareness of your inner being. And there was a conscious awareness.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like you're being rewired.
Yeah. Every day.
Yeah. And that rewiring that's happening has to do with preparing you for your next step in your work. And as you get prepared for your next step in your work, once you're there, then the perfect person will come forward, but it will be effortless, and you will see that they couldn't have come forward 6 months ago any more than you would have noticed them 6 months ago.
Okay.
Because once your work is to the level that it needs to be, the perfect person will show up, and then from that point forward, you'll be able to grow together.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
It's been
looks
a lot
beautiful.
Of,
I'm sorry?
Well, it's just been a lot of frustration up till now. But I guess frustration comes from denying the obvious.
Right. And the other piece is, it's really about, you know, when we look for a partner out of desperation and to fulfill our loneliness, we're in a less than position.
Yeah.
We're coming from lack. And that's really an important piece for everybody to hear. You don't look for a partner to fill your life. You look for a partner to share your life. And really to move into that concept and really embrace that concept is what's really important.
Okay.
Can you understand the difference there?
Yeah, I mean, this is a lot of information, of course, for for the mind right now.
Yeah.
But repeat that again, then.
Sure. When you're looking, you don't look for someone to fulfill your life. You look for someone to share your life. It was like, when you look for someone to make you feel good, then you give your power away, and they have the power to make you feel bad. Whereas if you have someone in your life that shares your life, then you are not dependent on their moods, and you're not dependent on how they treat you to feel good. Because it's not about treating. It's not about how. It's about sharing. You won't allow anyone to quote unquote treat you bad. And make you feel afraid that they are going to leave you. You see what I mean? There's a lot of games that are played emotionally when a person allows another person or gives that other person the power to make them feel good.
Yeah.
And that's what you want someone to do, is share your life, not fulfill your life. The fulfillment needs to already be there within you.
Yeah, well, and I guess that's been, well, that's the past. That's been the challenge.
Well, sure. And so the idea is it's coming from a place of trying to find somebody because you're lonely is coming from a needy place and a place of lack. That's what was also said.
Yeah.
So the idea is feeling fulfilled on your own and looking for someone that's going to share that fulfillment. And so the picture is, instead of looking like a teepee, where you're all leaning on each other, it's two straight lines. So you don't have to lean on anyone. You're sharing the space with someone. Enjoy.
That makes sense, I guess, to me. It's like I've had moments of that, but as far as anything past those fleeting moments, it's kind of a foreign concept.
Right.
But something to look forward to.
Yeah, and the thing is, and that this is not to negate that if your partner is sad or feels bad that you're not compassionate with that person.
Yeah.
That's not what's being said. It's
no,
not
no.
to say that you don't want the best of the person and you don't want to please that other person. Of course you want to please them and you want them to please you. But your moods are not dependent on what or on their approval.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's a very fine line of first accepting yourself, and once you accept yourself, then the idea of finding someone that wants to be with you to share your light and be with you, you know, to be able to share life and to share events, that's the piece that makes it even more meaningful, because you're not feeling like you have to fix them, help them, cater to them. It's like, because when you are in a position of having to constantly do for the one, for the other, there's no room for anyone to do stuff for you. And that leads to resentful feeling and being burdened. Because the reason that's important is because the way humans are wired is, I want to do everything in the world to make you happy. I want you to do this, and people have a tendency to fall all over the one they love with the expectation that other person will love them exactly the same way. And when it doesn't happen, there is a sadness or a feeling of lack or a feeling of disconnection or a feeling of, oh, look, I've done all this for them and they don't appreciate it. They don't love me. And so the healthier attitude is to say, I do this because I choose to do it because I feel good enough about me and this is what I want to do. Not because I'm expecting them to love me also.
But I see, ideally, you're doing for that other person that you love, because you have faith it will be returned, and not just primarily from them, but from the whole universe, from God.
No, you're doing it because you choose to do it, not because you're going to get anything from it.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, like,
it strictly makes you feel good to do it. So quite frankly, giving to someone else in a loving relationship has everything to do with being selfishly fulfilled, if you take it to that nth degree. What that means is, I do something for you because it makes me feel fabulous to make you happy. I love to see you happy. And I expect nothing from you in return. Because the aspect of giving is what it is. I'm choosing to give because I want to give without strings. I'm choosing to give to you or to anyone else without strings, and I'm not worried about what I'm going to get in return. That's the highest level of giving.
And how, like you said, the focus in a way is on that person in the romantic relationship,
uh-huh,
or anyone else.
Correct.
So what keeps the romantic relationship intact, so to speak? Why not just give to everyone freely and openly and, you know, down the line? What keeps that relationship, that committed relationship, intact then?
I would say chemistry.
Good answer.
What?
Good answer.
You know, I mean, there's clearly a difference in caring and loving someone that you think is hot opposed to someone that seems like a nice person. You know?
Yeah.
You know, you have to recognize that. There's a definite chemistry over that happens when you love someone. It's a chemistry, and that doesn't mean you can't freely give to other people, but you have to be discerning. Everything has to do with discernment. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all back to choice.
Yeah. It's choice and feeling. Choice and feeling aligned. Absolutely.
And when you mean feeling aligned, you're talking about being able to feel aligned while you're also with someone else. I mean, that'd be the ideal. You can be
with someone else in a
relationship. And
you're feeling aligned with that person. You're feeling aligned with your own inner being.
Pretty powerful space.
Yeah. It's also a very confident space because you know that you're feeling good and aligned has nothing to do with the other person, but it is magnified by that other person.
It's weird. I've read about this before, but somehow you explaining it tonight is different. I think there's a space being held here that makes it a little more clear.
And you're a different person now than when you originally read it.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know, every moment we grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Donna.
Well, you're welcome. I'll call me with your phone number, and I'll be happy to call you back, and we can go from there.
Okay.
Thanks
Have
for
a great
calling,
night.
JoJo. Have a great week. A great week, and look forward to talking with you.
Yeah, you too.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. And so for any of you out there that would like more clarity or to talk to me as well, please call me at 216-691-1233. That's the best number to get me at, 216-691-1233. Please leave a message, and I will call you back at my earliest convenience. I just want to tell you all that I love you. I'm so glad you're listening. And I hope you have a wonderful, love-filled, miracle-filled week. And I'm going to close the program now because it's time. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all these wonderful beings of light, both seen and unseen, for all their wonderful healing information. And we ask that each person listening, either live or on the archive, be blessed and may their heart be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. With that, I close the program by saying amen, amen. The records for the program, the Akashic Wisdom program, are closed on November 9th, 2008. Amen. Have a great week, everybody. Sending you lots of love. Bye.